I got a note from a listener from Gladesville, and this is a timely reminder to all men particularly who don't look after their health, but especially you blokes of the bush, whether you're in the bush in Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, wherever you are listening online, in Western Australia and the like, you need to do something about your health. Now, Tracy says, Dear Ray, you may or may not remember I emailed you back on the 25th of May. Well, I've actually got the email in front of me, Tracy. I did a search. Thank you, Ray. If it weren't for you, my husband would have never told me he was having issues with his bowels. He's now booked in for a colonoscopy to check out the issues. Keep up the great work, Ray. It's working. Your voice and message is getting through. So this is the follow-up. I emailed you back on the 25th of May after my 49-year-old husband, Peter, had booked in to have a colonoscopy after hearing you speak at length about bowel cancer awareness and the symptoms to look for on your program. Unfortunately, Ray, the diagnosis from that colonoscopy is not favourable. Since then, Peter has had surgery to remove a large section of his bowel and is about to start 6 months of intense chemo to combat stage 3 bowel cancer that he's been diagnosed with. Ray, I have no doubt if it wasn't for you and your program, Peter would blindly have continued on with the symptoms he thought were innocuous. He may not have sought medical attention until the cancer was more advanced and it was too late, if at all. I'm sure many radio personalities can boast about the numbers of listeners, ratings and the like, but you have listeners who really hear what you have to say. Therein lies the difference. On behalf of Peter, our daughter Darcy and myself, thank you. Thank you for reaching my husband. Thank you for changing the forecast of our lives forever. Sincerely and eternally grateful, Tracy at Gladesville. Well, Tracy, I'd love to hear more about Peter's journey, and I hope that it's a journey with a very happy ending, that at the end of the chemo, he's A-OK. But it's just a timely reminder. I read that email for one reason. To you blokes out there who don't go for checkups, who don't get your PSA done, who don't have the digital examination and the like, and don't have heart health checks, don't have your blood pressure checked, just simply don't look after yourself as well as you should because you're too busy working, you're too busy on your farm, you're too busy to get to town to get to the GP. Have a talk about it tonight at the dinner table, particularly the women in the family, and point out to those men that your life can be saved by a simple visit to your GP. For a whole range of reasons. Please do it.